Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb. Shortly after 5 p.m. yesterday, June 16th, here on Central Dispatch, received a call about smoke being seen on the Heisterman Island off of Fairhaven Township. Additional calls making similar claims continue to follow. The island is state-owned and uninhabited with no buildings on it. However, boaters and hunters are no strangers to the island, especially during fall hunting season. Strong thunderstorms went through the area earlier, and the current theory is that possibly a lightning strike could have started a fire there. The Huron County Sheriff's Office responded with an airboat and a drone with the assistance of the Caseville Fire Department in bringing the airboat to the scene. The drone pilot, Officer Lieutenant Newman, ended up getting an opportunity between storms that followed to survey the island. Authorities were concerned that if the fires was related to some type of an emergency situation, such as an airplane crash, boating accident, or camping mishap, that it needed to be investigated. However, no signs of that was present at the scene, other than the middle part of the island burning. Michigan Department of Natural Resources fire personnel also responded to determine the course of action. All information gathered was shared with them, and any future updates regarding this incident will be released by them rather than the sheriff's office. No responders were actually sent to the scene, and the response was limited to only the drone flight over the island. And a proposed recall effort involving Tuscola County Commissioner Kim Krueger has been denied after Tuscola County Election Commission unanimously determined the petition did not meet Michigan's standards for clarity and factual accuracy. According to the commission's determination dated June 15th, County Clerk Jody Fetting, County Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Judge Nancy Thane each voted no on approving the language of the recall petition. As a result, the petition was officially denied under state law. The ruling does not end the matter entirely. Michigan election procedures allows the sponsors of the recall drive or the elected official named in the petition to appeal the commission's decision to the 54th Circuit Court in Tuscola County. Any appeal must be filed by June 25th. The decision was signed by all three members of the Tuscola County Election Commission following their review of the proposed recall language. When we come back from this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps on the market today. See how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget. Contact Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe today.
This is Jake at Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Come out and see us at 980 South Dudley Road or give us a call at 989-269-6638 for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Quality plumbing and heating that you can trust.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, motorists in Huron County should prepare for a road closure as bridge maintenance gets underway on Ewald Road. The Huron County Road Commission says crews began work today on the Ewald Road Bridge spanning the Pinnebog River located between Pigeon Road, also known as M-142, and Richardson Road. The project will focus on repairing concrete support beams as part of a routine bridge maintenance. The closure is expected to remain in place through approximately August 8th, weather permitting. During construction, through traffic will be detoured using Richardson Road, Crone Road, and M142. Officials say access for local residents will be maintained throughout the project. Drivers are encouraged to allow extra time travel to and follow posted detour signs while work is in progress. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.